WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Clinton lags, Charlie Hebdo strikes. I'm Elliot Francis. With the election just 2 months away, a new CNN ORC poll shows Donald Trump with a narrow lead over Hillary Clinton. CNN political director David Chalian breaks it down.
On the economy, Donald Trump is walloping Hillary Clinton by about 15 points. He's got a 6-point lead on terrorism. On immigration, it's about a draw, 49% Clinton, 47% Trump. And on foreign policy, this is Hillary Clinton's strong suit, a 16-point lead on who would better handle foreign policy.
Controversial French magazine Charlie Hebdo is provoking fresh outrage with a satirical look at last week's earthquake in Italy. Correspondent Ben Wiederman.
The French embassy in Rome, in damage control mode, quickly put out a statement saying that the cartoons of Charlie Hebdo do not reflect the position of France.
The latest edition features a cartoon entitled Earthquake, Italian Style. I'm Elliot Francis. For three decades, the family of an 11-year-old boy who vanished in 1989 has held out hope. Now his parents have proof of their son's violent death 27 years ago. Reid Binion reports.
For us, Jacob was alive until we found him.
Jacob Wetterling's mother confronting a reality that she has dreaded for 27 years. The knowledge that Jacob, 11 years old at the time, was murdered by a sexual predator. 53-year-old Danny Heinrich admitting that he kidnapped, sexually assaulted, and murdered Jacob in October 1989. Heinrich now set to receive just a 20-year sentence for possession of child pornography in exchange for his confession and leading authorities to Jacob's remains. Officials saying the plea deal was the only way to bring closure in the case, and it was something that the family signed off on. I'm Reid Binion.
Car loan balances now top $1 trillion. According to Experian Automotive, the average new car loan is just under $30,000. That's up 5%. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Well, given the shifting political climate, Prince George's County wants to make sure the search for a new FBI headquarters site stays on track.
The GSA gave itself a deadline at the end of the year to choose a spot, but
many of the deadlines the General Services Administration has imposed have moved and been delayed.
With Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski headed out of office and Virginia Senator Tim Kaine possibly getting a promotion, Prince George's County Senior Economic Development Advisor David Iannucci wants to see something sooner rather than later.
And it's been a long, drawn-out process. We're already into year five, and we think it's time to wrap it up.
He maintains their two potential sites in Greenbelt and Landover, Trump Fairfax's proposed spot in Springfield.
They meet all of the security, transportation, logistical needs.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new report finds Metro is falling significantly short of its goal of better on-time performance in the rail system. The report from Metro staff finds that nearly one out of five Metro trains was late this year. Metro has set 91% as its target for on-time performance. Traffic deaths in Virginia were down considerably over the long Labor Day weekend. In fact, state police say there were less than half as many traffic deaths over the four-day period as there were last year, 7 this year, 16 last year, and none of the fatal accidents happened in Northern Virginia. In Montgomery County, meanwhile, police say they made dozens of DUI arrests over the weekend. Between Friday night and noon Monday, 49 people were caught driving drunk. Police say they did not target any one particular area for DUI enforcement. The head of Maryland's Medical Marijuana Commission says the commission will work with the Attorney General's office to address diversity concerns in the state's medical marijuana licensing process. Dr. Paul Davies met with Attorney General Brian Frosch yesterday. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,538, the Nasdaq at 5276. Sports, the Nats use a 3-run eighth inning to beat the Braves. The Orioles bring out the power to crush the Rays. WMDA, the Mystics host Chicago tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair. That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Innova Network offers both? Innova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location. The area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Innova Fair Oaks Hospital. And Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Innova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at innova.org/near you. Innova. Join the future of health.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, good start here around the Capitol Beltway. Outer loop leaving College Park and over to 270 with lanes open. Inner loop as you pass Colesville Road. Looks like the crews haven't quite wrapped up all the construction. No delay at all, but they're just clearing everything. You see a little bit of activity. Again, inner loop side as you come out of Bethesda and then toward Silver Spring. Just keep alert. No problems at the Wilson Bridge. Nice and quiet. In from the west, 95, 395. Good. On the George Washington Parkway, lanes are open. Baltimore Washington Parkway without any problems. Now on the Rock Creek Parkway, they have the long-term work project scheduled until 6:30 right near the Kennedy Center, where we have one lane getting by in each direction. No delay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Northwest breeze and high pressure to the west of us. Low pressure still off the east coast. And we'll continue to see the combination of those two squeeze out some showers, thunder showers. Little trough developing this afternoon. 93, I think that's the real story, the heat. Scattered thunderstorms early tonight, 76. Sunshine tomorrow, still hot, 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Burke, 69 in Waldorf, 74 degrees in Washington. A retired Army general is slamming what he calls Donald Trump's sophomoric national security policy. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Happy Thursday, or happy Wednesday morning to you. Glad you're with us here on Mornings on the Mall. We've got a great lineup for you. We're going to talk to Vince Colonese from the Daily Caller at 7:05. 7:35, it's KT McFarland, national security expert. Tom Bevin, Real Clear Politics. What do the polls mean? Some show Donald Trump with a slight lead nationwide. How's he doing in the battleground states? Tom Bevin will deconstruct it all for us coming up at 8:05. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor still on vacation. And joining us here this morning, Sherilyn Lavon, a political strategist. You've worked for the RNC. You've worked as senior counsel over at the Senate Judiciary Committee, a very important committee up on Capitol Hill. And you're often on TV commenting about this, that, and the other, right?
Right. Good morning.
Well, it's good to have you here, Sherilyn. Let's talk a little bit about, I want to know a little bit more about you, and our audience wants to know a little bit more about you. So how long have you been here in Washington?
Oh, gosh. I think now almost 20 years.
Yeah. Coming from?
Coming from a small town in western New York called Lockport, New York. It's where the locks of the Erie Canal are.
How about that? Yeah. And how did you get interested in conservative and Republican politics?
Yeah, that's an interesting story. When I moved to Washington after living in California for a bit, just out of law school, people kept on saying, you got to work on Capitol Hill. I said, well, what's that? The only thing I knew about Capitol Hill was this, my favorite, I'm just a bill.
On Capitol Hill, that's right.
From the grammar.
Schoolhouse Rock.
Right, yeah. Schoolhouse Rock, one of my favorite things to watch on Saturday morning. And then I ended up getting a job on Capitol Hill, and I loved it. Mm-hmm. I loved the policy. I loved it all. I loved the receptions. I loved the events. I just thought it was so much fun and a great introduction to Washington.
It really is, and that's where I started my reporting career here in this town, is up on Capitol Hill for many, many years. All right, so you end up eventually as senior counsel for the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Orrin Hatch. Oh, my beloved Orrin Hatch. Well, just a wonderful man.
But the Senate Judiciary Committee, I've always thought that was really one of the most powerful committees up on Capitol, because you've got nominations for judges.
Judicial nominations,
Supreme Court,
are very important. And I think, I wish more people understood the power of the Supreme Court and how so many cases and issues that they deal with really, impact all different facets of your life. Mm-hmm. And of course, this election, I think, really brings it home to how important this election truly is. And the fact that either candidate, nominee, you know, president, whoever wins this election, will ultimately be able to nominate, oh, maybe between up to perhaps 5 to 6.
Yeah, it could over 8 years.
Right, over 8 years, depending on the retirement.
It's possible, for
it's
sure.
Very important. So, so Senate Judiciary Committee deals with, obviously, judicial nominations.
And you were there during which, like, some of the more contested?
Yes, the fun years during the Bush years. So we had Janice Rogers Brown, Miguel Estrada, you remember him, Brian, John Roberts.
Yep, I covered that confirmation hearing.
Yes. It was a lot of fun. It also deals with all the crime, civil procedure. I mean, a lot of the, I mean, really just important criminal laws that come through the committee.
And then you did some time over at the RNC.
I did. I was a spokesperson during Chairman Nicholson's time. It was also during the Bush-Cheney election. Very fun time to be there. We had a lot of good times. Learned a lot.
So now, as you evolve now, you spend a lot of time doing punditry and commenting on things,
right? Well.
So, how are you looking at this current election cycle?
I got to tell you, as many of the pundits have said, that the playbook on this election has not been written yet, and I would agree.
Well, I think they threw the playbook out. That's the way it feels to me.
They certainly have. And I've been involved in a number of several presidential, couple senatorial, not as many congressional. So to watch it now and see, you know, Virginia politics, the national, the state, it's really fascinating to see how people feel very strong about their candidates. I mean, we had a very contentious one, could argue,
primary.
So, you know, and to watch it all play out on social media, there was a point I just said, you know what, I just can't. I don't want to see it anymore. I see people losing friends. I see people arguing with their relatives.
During the primary,
yes,
right.
During the primary. And, you know, one could argue it's still going on a bit, because we do have our Never Trumpers contingency who are very vocal and whatnot and continue to debate back and forth. But, you know, at the end of the day, everybody's going to go into that voting booth and press that button and make that decision which they feel is best for them and their family.
You know, as I look at this current campaign, you have a vaunted position of knowledge based on the fact that there are two really important things that people talk about a lot with who becomes the next president. One is who is in charge of the Supreme Court,
right.
as the president who is elected will make many nominations, and you mentioned that. The other one is, who is the vice president? I mean, there is a scenario out there where the Senate might be 50-50 tied.
Right.
And if that's the case, then the vice president would be the person who comes in and breaks the tie.
And plays a very pivotal role.
Right.
I mean, on some very key, probably nominees, right? Key nominees and legislation.
And the Senate is the place where things either get done or get balled up.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and people forget that senators have the power to put holds on nominees.
Mm-hmm.
They can hold up a lot of things.
All right. So as you watch this primary unfold, and as you said, it's very contentious. How did you feel early on about the man who ultimately became the nominee?
You know, I had my favorites, you know, that I preferred. And again, I'm the type of person, I really like to look at positions, what they stand for. And like so many people, I am, you know, you can't love everything about one candidate, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel that, for me at least, I can't. So I pick and choose what I like about someone. But ultimately, I'm going to support the nominee.
So you're on board with Trump?
And I would say so. Reluctantly, at times.
Yeah.
Reluctantly. I may not agree with everything that he says or does, but ultimately I think that there's a lot at stake, and I'm not willing to support Hillary.
Well, and this, and there it is. There it is. I mean, right now, there are a lot of people who are, who have said, I don't know if I could ever vote for Donald Trump, who are now coming on board. And key among them was last night we heard that Mark Levin.
Yeah, very important.
That's right. The great one on this station said that, you know, he is now going to vote for Donald Trump, which is a surprise to many people. And I guess that was sort of the process that you went through.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's interesting because my husband is from New Jersey, so right outside New York. So he grew up watching, you know, 20 minutes away. And I wouldn't say that he's a card-carrying conservative, but he tends to lean Republican. From the very beginning, he was on board with Trump.
Really?
No question.
Well, we mentioned this thing with Mark Levin, and it's something we want to bring up with you, our listeners, about, you know, Mark Levin. He said, after raising a lot of concerns throughout the primary, he was a Cruz guy, very, very, very vocal in his condemnation at times of Donald Trump, but now says last night, and we'll play you some of the audio in just a moment, that he's going to support Donald Trump. Is that the process that you have gone through to some degree? I know many of you like Donald Trump from the beginning. Some of you are coming on board slowly. But are you now, like Mark Levin, going to vote for Trump? Have you gone through that process? I want to hear from you. 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. It's now 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. But 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And on Maryland's Route 5, as you head south approaching the Beltway on that exit ramp, that's where I have initial reports of a crash just happened. Again, southbound 5, ramp 2, the Beltway outer loop. Crews are on their way to check it out. I'm looking at the cameras, not seeing too much pop up yet. But again, just keep alert in that stretch. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, wide open. Great time to get going. In fact, pretty much everywhere. A nice start here. 95, 395, 66, nice and quiet. 270 between Frederick and the Beltway each direction. Boy, that's in good shape, too. Metro Rail. Of course, we're under a safe track surge number 8, where the Blue Line trains are continuously single tracking between Franconia, Springfield, and Van Doren. But what has just happened, they decided right near the Rhode Island Avenue station. You might remember last week we had some safety concerns about the falling debris at the Rhode Island station. So right now, trains are under speed restrictions as they approach the Rhode Island Avenue station. Expect delays through there. Keep a watch on that for you. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here it is. It looks like it's going to be a rainy day. 50% chance of rain today, a 60% chance tonight. 93 for the high, overnight low 76. Tomorrow, sunny skies, 96. Friday in the low 90s, and Saturday and Sunday look like pretty nice days. In the 90s on Saturday and in the 80s on Sunday. Currently in the nation's, oh, by the way, coastal flooding advisory in effect for some parts of Anne Arundel County starting at 3 a.m. tomorrow. So that's because of the rain and the high tides and all that. Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees. It is 5:17 on WMAL.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
All right, so we're talking about Mark Levin, the great one. By the way, Mark, if you're up, I know you sometimes listen to the morning show. Give us a call, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Are you among those who said, you know, I just don't know about Donald Trump, but now, as time has progressed, and you think about the possibility of a Hillary presidency, have you come on board? Have you gone through the process, as Mark Levin has said? Let me quote to you what he said last night. He said, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. I'm going to wind up voting for Donald Trump on Election Day. He said he thought initially that Ted Cruz was the far better choice. He says, I take no responsibility for the dumb things he says or the dumb things his surrogates say. I am not voting for, at 5 months ago, 5 months ago, he said, I am not voting for Donald Trump, period. But he has had a change of heart. He's come around. He says he's going to vote for Donald Trump, and that was the announcement made on his radio program right here on this station last night. Are you among those who have come through this process along with Mark Levin? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Keith in Winchester, start us off this morning. You're on with Brian, and this morning it's Cheryl Lynn LeBon.
Well, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Cheryl.
Hi, good morning.
I'm pretty much along a similar process. But my decision was finally made back in July when basically Hillary walked. And the bottom line is Hillary has to be stopped. And as much as I'd rather have someone else, the only way I can keep Hillary out is voting for Donald Trump.
So you have never been a never-Trumper, as some people have said.
No, I was never a never-Trumper, but I was not really thrilled either. But
you
so much on the line that there's no choice.
Yeah, and what is the big issue for you that has ultimately changed your mind?
The fact that Hillary is going to walk. Right now, the government's so politicized, it's got to be cleaned out.
Yeah.
And I think only an outsider can do that.
All right. Listen, okay. Thank you for that, Keith. You know, for me, I got to tell you, Sherilyn, it is the Supreme Court.
Right.
It's about the Supreme Court.
I'm with you.
Because the Supreme Court, as you spoke so eloquently a few moments ago, the Supreme Court decides so many of the key issues on the First Amendment, on the Second Amendment,
religious liberty, criminal procedure.
The issue of abortion is no doubt going to be, you know, something that comes before the high court again. And if you are Hillary Clinton and you get the chance to nominate over the course, let's say, theoretically, of 8 years, you always have to think in terms of she could get reelected if she got the presidency, that you could have an impact and send the court in a much more liberal direction for 30, 40 years.
And see, I think, Brian, that's the key, is that people don't understand the decisions made in the next 4 years will impact the rest of our lives and our children's lives.
Mm-hmm.
A good 30 to 40 years. And that's pretty significant. And it's not only the Supreme Court. It's immigration policy. It's counterterrorism policy. Are we going to have more Iran deals? I mean, the list goes on and on. It's regulatory issues.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it really impacts.
It really comes down to the two things, I guess. I'm going to say it's the Supreme Court for me, and the fact that the woman seems incapable of uttering the truth on any occasion.
Right, and gets away with it.
Yeah,
and gets away with it.
I don't know how I could ever vote for Hillary. But you know, so I'm you know, look, I'll be the first to tell you. There were a couple other guys I liked a lot. But
I would agree.
But
I would agree.
I have no other choice. I'm going to vote for Trump. Absolutely. All right. It is more of your call straight ahead. Are you one among those who have gone through this process, like Mark Levin has, changing your mind and say, well, now I'm going to vote for Donald Trump? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It's 522.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeservices.com.
I want to talk about home security for just a moment. With Ackerman Security Systems, you can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring at a great price. Just $19.95 a month. So how much are you paying? Don't pay $30, $40, $50 a month for monitoring when you can make the switch to Ackerman and save. Why Ackerman? Well, first of all, they're the only company that guarantees a response time. Secondly, they make it really easy to make the switch. You can leave your existing equipment in place, and you'll get peace of mind for that great $19.95 a month price. And finally, at Ackerman, security is all they do, and they do it better than anyone else. And listen to this. When you make the switch to Ackerman, just mention WMAL, because you know me, Brian, your friend and radio buddy. You'll get 3 months of monitoring free, plus an extra special offer for September. New customers receive 50% off their Skybell doorbell camera. Just $99 installed. You'll see who's at your door even when you're not home. Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070, online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life, and now Over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Buddy Guy, Chris D'Elia, Toni Braxton, and Jay Leno. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
It is 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia off to a good start. 66, 95, 395. Maryland 270 without any incidents to report. Now on the Beltway, heading to the Wilson Bridge on that interloop span. Good shape, no delay so far. Good time to get going. On the outer loop, after you come off the Wilson Bridge, if you're over near Route 5, the exit ramp from the outer loop to go onto Route 5 Branch Avenue southbound, that's where we have a crash. Under police direction, not seeing any delay, but watch as you zoom off of that ramp. Be very careful. And on 50, out of Annapolis and Bowie, lanes are open on 50, but if you're taking the exit on inbound 50 to go to Collington Road, that's 197, on that exit ramp, we had an incident car fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures in the 90s again today, well above normal. The normal high about 83. Today, 93, a northwest breeze and a few showers, thunderstorms this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees on WMAL.
I'm going to wind up voting for Donald Trump on election. I take no responsibility for the dumb things he says, for the dumb things his surrogates say.
Well, there you
go. Just as I took no responsibility for the dumb things any candidate I vote for says.
Love that disclaimer.
There you go. There's Donald Trump. There is Mark Levin making a statement about Donald Trump yesterday, saying that, and remember, it was only 5 months ago that he said, I am not voting for Donald Trump, period. But he has come around, and he says now he will vote for Donald Trump. Are you going through that process? Let me tell you something. I think initially, there were a lot of Republicans who had some heartburn about Donald Trump. But here is an interesting statistic. Yesterday, there was a CNN poll which shows, among other things, that Donald Trump is sort of coming back nationwide. And Hillary's like double-digit lead is sort of evaporated. Amazing considering how much money she spent on campaign advertising and the fact that he spent practically
just about
nothing.
Zero.
So that in itself is, but deep within the internals of that poll was a very interesting statistic. 92% of Democrats say they will vote for Hillary Clinton. 90% of Republicans say they will vote for Donald Trump.
Right.
So this Never Trump movement seems to have evaporated.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's going bye-bye quickly.
It's 5:28.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
I'm his main man, Tom.
And I'm his other main man, Tom.
Do you guys have a favorite word?
My favorite word is home.
Me too.
So we're all in agreement then?
Yes, ma'am. There's no place like home.
Did you bring the magic?
Your wish is our command.
All you have to do is point.
I believe I would be happier if that mattress was gone.
And now it is.
Tom's one and two?
Yes, ma'am.
My husband is waiting in the backyard to point out a shed and an old swing set and a riding lawnmower.
Excellent. We're on it, ma'am.
Now let's get rid of that credenza and that sofa and all those old boxes.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
The magic begins when you dial 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Paul Ryan asked a question. Is the FBI becoming too political? We'll tell you what he said, and we'll ask your opinion about it. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Right now, 5:30, it's time for some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. National security is the focus of the presidential race today as aides to Donald Trump say the GOP nominee is ready to call for increased military spending and restoration of military budget cuts made during the sequester.
Trump stuck to his message of national security as he was campaigning yesterday in Virginia and in North Carolina. And in a fiery speech here in Greenville, he went after Hillary Clinton over her use of a private email server, saying this was disqualifying behavior for the presidential candidate. And he specifically talked about the way she destroyed communications devices, about wiping her emails. He called this shady activity, even suggesting it was criminal.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. House Republicans meet behind closed doors today to hash out strategy on issues that include averting a federal shutdown, dealing with the Zika virus, and impeaching the head of the IRS. The Obama administration is acknowledging that its transfer of $1.7 billion to Iran earlier this year was made entirely in cash using non-U.S. currency. Republican critics of the transaction continued to denounce the payments, which were a settlement of a decades-old arbitration claim between the U.S. and Iran. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Germany has made many strides in dealing with the hundreds of thousands of migrants who arrived a year ago, but she tells Parliament there is still much to do. Meanwhile, a new U.N. report says some 28 million children around the world have been driven from their homes by violent conflict, with nearly as many abandoning their homes in search of a better life. A man armed with a machete chased a person wearing a clown mask into the woods near an apartment complex in Greensboro, North Carolina yesterday. Chris Bass says he acted when he spotted the clown from his apartment balcony.
You can hear him crunching. You can hear it when he was running. He was crunching. I mean, I wanted him. It was just my adrenaline was pumping. And I'm running and chopping down trees trying to find
it. It was the latest of several unconfirmed reports of clowns trying to lure children into the woods in North and South Carolina. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,538, the Nasdaq at 5,276. Sports: Anthony Rendon hits a grand slam to help the Nats beat the Braves. The Orioles' Manny Machado socks his third grand slam of the year as the O's beat the Rays. WNBA, the Mystics host Chicago tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's almost fall. The kids are back in school, and now's the time to remodel your kitchen or bath before the holidays. Hi, this is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. Whether you want a new countertop or complete kitchen or bath remodel, you should get started right now. First, you need time to work with one of our experienced designers to create a kitchen or bath that's perfect for your family. And you need time to make your product selections. Kitchens today are much more than just a place to cook. They're a family gathering place. It's a place where the kids can do homework while you prepare dinner, or where guests can chat while you cook without getting in the way. Get some great ideas and a free planning guide from our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, or visit one of our 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia. Cabinet Discounters will help create a kitchen or bath that's uniquely yours and that fits your budget. Call now for a free consultation with an experienced designer at Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm going to give you some great advice about real estate. If you listed your home for sale in the past and it didn't sell or got an offer for less than the asking price and thought, maybe I should just wait, don't. There's no reason to sit on your hands in fear of the market and delay your dreams. No, all you need to do is call realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are the best. They just sold the Ronalds home that was listed with another agent for 9 months. Imagine that. Well, the Reynolds sold it in 3 weeks. If you're ready to sell your home, do yourself a favor and call the Reynolds team today. 844-344-SOLD. Debbie and Sarah are ready to get you top dollar and get you packing. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. And start packing. I mean, like, fast.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Kumi. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE. Or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do-It-Yourself Investing, Saturday and Sunday at 3, here on WMAL.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, seeing the pressure build with just the volume here heading through Manassas. No problems as you head through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and up through to the Beltway. In fact, still pretty decent pace for everybody. Inside the Beltway through Falls Church, good. Nice and quiet on 95, but the delay with us seeing the brake lights mostly between Dale City and Woodbridge over the Occoquan, and then you're released up through at the Beltway. In on 50, Maryland, the John Hanson Highway with travel lanes open out of Annapolis and Bowie. If you're exiting, though, from eastbound, inbound, or outbound 50 to 197, that's where we have a crash on that exit ramp. And for 270, volume early on here starting to form as you head out of Frederick toward the Monocacy through Urbana and down toward 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot weather staying with us. The hot will get hotter as we go through the next couple of days. Cloud sunshine this morning, scattered showers, thunderstorms this afternoon, 93, and a northwest breeze. Overnight tonight, thunderstorms end early, 76. Plenty of sunshine on Thursday with a high of 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Chantilly, 63 in Damascus, 74 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning, 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's a very busy morning here on Morning on the Mall. 7:05, Vince Colonnais will join us from the Daily Caller to talk 2016 politics. At 7:35, National Security Analyst for Fox News, KT McFarland. And then at 8:05, we'll crunch the numbers with Tom Bevan, Real Clear Politics. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor is still taking some time off to be with his family. And joining us here in studio is Sherilyn Lebon, a political strategist, a person who worked at the RNC and has worked in the Senate Judiciary Committee, joining us here to help us analyze the stuff going on in our world. Good morning to you, Sherilyn.
Good morning. It's so fun to be here with you, Brian.
All right. So I want to talk to you about Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House,
yes,
and something that he said yesterday. And I find great merit in what he had to say, and it raises a question about the political neutrality, right, of the FBI.
Absolutely.
I mean, we have a guy by the name, remember when Director Comey, before we had the ruling on Hillary's, right, email investigation that they recommended to the Justice Department that there be no prosecution, he stood endlessly before anybody who would ask him the question. And he would defend the neutrality, the political neutrality of the FBI. Not a political institution.
Right.
We're a law enforcement investigative body, and we don't play politics. A lot of people looked at the bulk of the evidence that was gathered by the FBI and thought that he made a very political decision.
Right. How could it not be political,
yeah,
right?
That's right. And the decision to not prosecute Hillary Clinton. But set that aside for just a moment. If indeed, the FBI is a neutral investigative body. Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, asked the question, why did they release all of the details, which they promised to do,
right,
about the investigation on the Friday before Labor Day.
Right. But, you know.
Well, I mean, listen, but stop, understand. And I want to make sure you know this. That's called burying the
exactly.
news.
Exactly.
Talk about that practice.
But this is, again, Brian, this is a consistent practice that we've seen go on, you know, throughout this whole email situation. And for those who do not have selective Alzheimer's, this was a practice that her husband's administration engaged in for 8 years.
That's right. Here
the usual thing, yeah. You know, 2-3 o'clock afternoon, you know, on a Friday, this is when they decide to release information.
And on Friday before a big three-day
right.
weekend, especially.
Exactly.
If you got bad news,
right.
That's where you bury it. Here is Speaker Ryan.
I can't believe that they would do what is such a patently political move. It makes them look like political operators versus law enforcement officers. So I just the fact that they chose the Friday before Labor Day to put all this out there, it mystifies me as to why they thought that that was a smart thing to do.
There is the Speaker. That is the Speaker of the House
right.
criticizing the FBI for making what he thinks is an overtly political move. He said, it's a patently political move, and
right.
I agree,
right.
by the way.
Absolutely.
But do you now have, I mean, if you had any doubts at all now, where do you stand on the political neutrality of your FBI? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Now, look, I got to tell you. Joe DeGeneva, who is on this
yes.
this program on a regular basis, is just on fire
right.
about Director Comey
mm-hmm.
and how political he is and how this is a political decision. But I got to tell you, beforehand, I can't begin to tell you the number of people who said, well, you can say a lot of things, but you can't question the integrity mm. of the FBI director.
Oh,
that man stands for integrity. He is a paragon of integrity. He is not a political animal. He will do what is right.
Right.
And Jim Comey, we trust. I can't
right.
tell you how many times we had people come on this show and say that. And then, so when the thing comes out and we're watching the press conference and we get all this stuff,
right.
well, and here's the evidence and this bit of evidence, but no prosecution. We all sort of were like, wow, you had all of that evidence and that's the conclusion.
And this is what we ended up with.
And I was willing to give him the benefit of a doubt based on all of the people who said, you know, this is a guy.
He's a stand-up guy. He has great reputation.
Great reputation.
Right.
I was willing to say, well, okay, maybe from a legal standpoint, you couldn't make
right.
the case, even though it seems overwhelming to me the later.
Right.
But hold on. Now, this
right.
confirms for me that the FBI is acting in an overtly
mm-hmm.
political way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little thing, but it sort of adds to the body that we have about this.
And it also adds to this whole, just like our previous caller, Keith, who said, you know, she's going to get away with it. See, for ordinary Americans out there, I mean, just imagine what they're thinking. Hey, here this woman has done all these things. She's had, Lord knows how many devices, classified
13,
information.
13 is
right?
the number.
13
right?
devices, classified
but
information.
But you got to count the ones she broke up with a hammer. Okay,
exactly. You know, there's the, you know, the server is in the bathroom in someone's closet in Colorado. I mean, these are things that an ordinary person says, why is this acceptable behavior? Why is she a presidential candidate?
Mm-hmm. It's,
and not answering to any of this.
John in Rockville, the FBI's political neutrality. Do you have questions about it these days?
Well, no more questions than I've always had about it. I think it's always been a political arm of the Washington establishment and blows whichever way the political winds. And I think it's been like that since Hoover was in charge of the FBI back in its beginning.
Yeah, I mean,
so you seem surprised. You seem surprised.
Well, I'm a little surprised because I can't tell you the number of people who I actually really respect, and I know some people who work for Jim Comey, who are personal friends of mine, and they go, "Well, you don't need to worry about Comey. Comey is a straight arrow. Comey will not be persuaded by any political matters. He will make a decision based on the law." I heard this endlessly.
Right. But she's not a straight arrow.
But why did his FBI right. do this?
Right.
Why
exactly.
did his FBI bury this information
mm-hmm.
at a time that was to release it then, if it was going to come out,
right.
this was the most politically advantageous
right.
time for it to come out for the Hillary Clinton
campaign.
And he wasn't
holding a press conference, Brian, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
right.
It's 5:43.
False changing weather makes it hard to keep your home comfortable. Fortunately, Home Air Services is offering up to a $1,600 rebate with a purchase of a new qualifying Linux system. Make every fall day perfectly comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. This week, President Obama is attending the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit meeting, hosted by Laos, as part of his Asian trip, which included a prior stop in China to attend the G20 summit. While there, the president told reporters that the U.S. is deploying the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System to South Korea to deter North Korea. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
At Inova Sports Medicine, we know an athlete's passion for the game doesn't go out, even if his knee does. If you love to play, you want to, whether you're 6 or 16 or 60. The physicians at Inova Sports Medicine are helping athletes all over the area get their knees, shoulders, shins, and every other part back in the game. To learn more, visit inova.org/sportsmedicine. Inova, the official sports medicine partner of the Washington Redskins and the Washington Nationals.
We can save energy. We can save money. We can win by putting Novex Energy Efficiency Game Plan into action. Let's do this.
Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use Novex Online Energy Playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown. We lowered our power bill with Novex. Winning ways to save.
Win big by going to Novex.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
It is 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395 north as you come up to Glebe Road. Watch for the crash. We have the response still heading to the scene. Now, it didn't have any delay from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, but now in the Shirlington area with this crash, we get a little bit hung up here quickly. North on Interstate 95, Virginia, it's just been about the volume. Same story with 66. We've been incident-free on 270, 95. No problems on the Baltimore Washington Parkway. Now, where we do have some problems, Metro Rail again. Under Safe Track Surge number 8, that's where we are right now with the Safe Track Surge. We're single tracking the blue line trains between Franconia, Springfield, and Van Dorn. Now, that's expected. This is not expected. The blue and silver line trains are now single tracking between Morgan Boulevard and Addison Road because of a downed cable outside of Morgan Boulevard. Expect delays each way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Northwest breeze and high pressure to the west of us. Low pressure still off the east coast. And we'll continue to see the combination of those two squeeze out some showers, thunder showers. Little trough developing this afternoon. 93. I think that's the real story, the heat. Scattered thunderstorms early tonight, 76. A sunshine tomorrow, still hot, 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 74 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
All right, so we continue to learn a bit more, Sherilyn Lavon, about the $1.4 billion that the United States sent to Iran as part of the settlement for an old, they had a bunch of money that they'd set aside for arms purchases, and they it got hung up over the years in the in our difficulties with the Iranians, and the real thing we did here was that 400 million of this was put on a pallet and flown into the Tehran airport at about the same time that they released our hostages.
Right.
And they say were prisoners. Right. I think they were hostages. And was that a quid pro quo? In other words, was this a bid for that?
Right.
Did you pay cash for hostages? And many people believe that it sure looks that way. The Iranians sure interpreted it that way.
They did.
Well, now there's some more details that are coming out about the rest of the money, so that it all comes to about, I think, actually $1.3 billion. Apparently now that we know that there was also cash payments made to the Iranians through Swiss banks with foreign currency.
Right.
And so why were we sending cash?
Right.
Why were we sending cash to the Iranians to settle this decades-old dispute that goes back to 1979 right now? Many Republicans are asking a lot of questions about that, and it does now appear that there are going to be some hearings on Capitol Hill that delve into whether or not this was appropriate. According to Congressman Ed Royce of California, chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, all of this was done in secret, hidden from the American people and from Congress. And both the House and Senate are planning to hold hearings on the payment.
As they should. As they should. But here, you know,
ask questions. Who asked for the cash?
Right.
We don't know.
Well, you know, here's what I find just so insulting. Because, of course, you know, they think that, you know, the American people are dumb. So the Treasury spokeswoman says, well, the cash payments were necessary because of the, quote, effectiveness of the U.S. and international sanctions, end quote, which isolated Iran from the international finance system. Okay, that's gobbledygook, right?
Right.
Which is, again, you know, saying to the American people, you know, really, this is none of your business. We had to do this because we're doing this because of X, Y, and Z, and we really don't want you to know, and you don't deserve to know.
And,
and we're all that dumb. We're supposed to be all that dumb.
And the congressional briefings, they asked, well, who requested the cash? And they said, we'll get back to you on that.
Right.
We don't know.
Exactly. We don't know.
Yeah.
You don't, I mean, this much money is sent.
All right.
And nobody can answer any questions.
It helped to get the Iranian nuclear deal, which is a bad deal.
Very bad deal.
It got our hostages released and raises the specter of, well, now how much is the hostage worth? Well, the answer is about $100,000 a head.
$100 million
a head. And you would expect, well, okay, now that that's all done, we would see a better, warmer relation with the Iranians.
We would hope so.
Well, here's another story. Seven Iranian fast boat attacks, attack boats, were involved in an unsafe encounter with the USS Firebolt over the weekend, with one Iranian craft coming to a stop in front of the American ship.
Right.
Now, let me tell you something. You don't put your boat in the way of a ship and stop. Because you know how long it takes to stop one of our big military ships? It takes a long time. So, I mean, they're not behaving well on the world stage on any level.
And that number's up 23. Up from 23 in all of 2015.
Well, what did we get for our $1.3 billion? Not much.
Exactly.
Not good behavior, and certainly not a good deal on the Iranian nuclear deal.
I mean, this is why we need to have oversight.
Here is El Rushbo 551.
What have they always told us about Hillary Clinton? That she's the smartest woman in the world. Even at the Democrat convention, Barack Obama said she is more qualified than anybody who's ever been president, including him, including her husband, Bill Clinton. And yet, this woman says, I don't recall, I don't know, I can't help it more than anybody I know. The FBI released a bunch of documents from her interview over the 4th of July. She blamed her concussion for forgetting important briefings. 40 times she told the FBI, I don't recall. Same thing she said in the Clinton White House back in the 1990s. The smartest woman in the world. Then she erupts in a coughing spasm in an appearance in Cleveland. She says, that's nothing. I'm allergic to Trump. You heard that Dr. Drew Pinsky had a show on CNN. He's an addiction specialist. He said that he was terribly concerned about these coughs, terribly concerned about her medical condition, and that a lot of people ought to be more concerned about it. You know what happened to him? CNN canceled his show days after he said he was gravely concerned. Now, folks, questions about Hillary's health are not going to go away. What ought to not go away as well is questions about her honesty. Because if she's allergic to anything, it is the truth. That is not a new condition. The smartest woman in the world is not pulling that off.
Rush, noon to 3.
Psst, listen to me.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson, candidate for President of the United States, and I approve this message. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Metro Rail right now, problems with the blue and silver lines. They're single tracking between Morgan Boulevard and Addison Road. If you take the blue silver, expect delays. They're dealing with a downed cable outside of Morgan Boulevard, of all things. All right, Virginia, for 395, the accident turns out to be in the southbound, opposite flow of the rush hour, southbound direction as you approach the exit for Glebe Road, and not doing much for traffic at all. Northbound, good, from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. 66, volume starting to intensify through Manassas and Centerville. 270, delays out of Frederick down toward the exit for 109. And on the inner loop of the Beltway, still watch. We had some work crews, mostly on the shoulder here, as you leave Bethesda into Silver Spring, right near Georgia Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures in the 90s again today, well above normal. The normal high about 83. Today, 93, a northwest breeze and a few showers, thunderstorms this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 74 degrees. Traffic and weather is brought to you by me. I just brought it to you. There it is. 5:56.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get two free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson for my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. Did you know they can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring at a great price? Just $19.95 a month. Stop paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for monitoring. You can make the switch to Ackerman and save. Why Ackerman, you ask? Well, first of all, they're the only company that guarantees a response time. Secondly, they make it very easy to make the switch. They can leave your existing equipment in place, and you get peace of mind for that great $19.95 a month price. And at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. Now listen to this. Mention you heard the ad on WMAL. Get up to 3 months monitoring free, plus an extra special offer for September. New customers receive 50% off their Skybell doorbell camera. Just $99 installed. You'll see who's at your door even when you're not home. Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security today and get protected. Switch and save. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070, or go to AckermanSecurity.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL, or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit ARSofVirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAL, is happy hour a sexist institution in America? Well, a British labor leader says he thinks it is there. We'll discuss this matter. And is it safe to be on Metro these days? There's a lot of evidence to suggest not only are there